Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. We're live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, and every once in a while, I like to give back, and I don't give back as much as this next guy does. Fernando Jones is in the studio, if I may. He is an instructor at Columbia College,
yes.
And last year, a friend of ours, Michelle Demanchuk, said, hey, there's this blues camp that your kids can go to. It's free. You need to audition. And I said, how do we do it? We did it. We auditioned. My son, Michael, or Mississippi Red, as I like to call
him. Mississippi Red is his name now?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the blues name I called him Blues Red.
Blues Red.
Yeah.
He auditioned. He made the camp. He went last year. It's at Columbia College. It's coming up in July.
Right.
The Blues Kids Foundation, a nonprofit organization, and there's a big fundraiser, a big gala happening this Saturday. We'll tell you all about it. Fernando, thanks for coming back.
Hey, thank you, Wendy.
How
thank you, Bill.
Fernando, nice to see you again.
Good to see you
You're
guys,
decked
too.
Decked out in a very smart outfit today.
That's right. I have on my Blackhawks official jersey.
Well played.
That is not a bandwagon jersey.
Nope.
Thank you very much.
He bought it years ago.
Yep. That's right.
I bought mine two Fridays ago.
Yeah, and you know, the only thing that would be greater than them winning the Stanley Cup would be to have me sing Chicago. It's got everything you need that talks about championship teams. That would put
that
it
would
over the top.
That would be even better.
Yeah,
now,
I agree.
Fernando is a blues musician, and how long have you been teaching at Columbia College?
I came on faculty in 2005. I started teaching in 1988 in Chicago Public Schools as a substitute teacher. So from Chicago Public Schools to Columbia College to WGN Radio.
Nice. Good.
It was funny when my son Michael was going to audition for the Chicago Kids Blues Camp last year. He's like, you know what? I don't know that I really like the blues. I'm more into, you know, classic rock, the 60s, psychedelia. He has bitten that blues bug, and he's got it now big time.
He's even got a hat.
Fernando Jones always wears a hat, and he has inspired many people. The reason we're having you in is to talk about this gala going on this weekend, Saturday.
Yes.
But also, if there are any parents out there that have kids that play any kind of instrument or sing.
Yes. If they play any type of instrument and they love the blues and they're between the ages of 12 and 18, they can go to blueskids.com/earlybird. That is blueskids.com/earlybird, EARLYBIRD. And then they can audition online right there. There are still maybe about 20 spots available in Chicago. And we've got camps in various parts of the country.
It's all over the country.
And the Blues Kids play at the Chicago Blues Festival also next week. So down the street in Grant Park, they play all 3 days right at our Blues Kids Foundation tent. We're right behind the Art Institute. Our cross streets are Columbus and Monroe. So you come in, and it's free, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Perfect. That's how it should be.
How does this camp? How do you teach these kids how to play the blues and feel the blues, and you don't charge them?
Well, I started off as a blues kid. I started playing the blues when I was 4 years old. I was inspired by my big brother, Four Reese Superstar, and my other brother, Greg, and Marvin, and so on and so forth. So just from that standpoint, I could connect with what it means to be a kid and want to play the blues and not necessarily have a cadre of kids to play with. So you have to be kind of daring and fearless when you want to have something like this. I didn't want to make money off of it, and I didn't want to discriminate against kids who may not have the resources to afford if we had a price tag on it, and I didn't want to discriminate against kids who may have had parents who are able to play. So when you take that out of it, it really is for what it's for, and that's what the mission is. As long as the kids want to play, we want them there.
And do you have to be good to be in this blues camp?
Well, we have three different levels. We have a beginner or entry level for kids that are just starting out and want to be a part of something magnificent. We have intermediate players and we have advanced players. And they all get along and we have different activities for them throughout the week. In addition to playing the blues, we have a picnic form where we have a little party on Wednesday. And if somebody's birthday during blues camp week, we have a nice little sock hop for them.
Oh, good.
And then at the end of the week, we have a big culminating activity and that is going to be a surprise where that's going to be this year. But I can tell you the Thursday during blues camp, we have a blues day where we're going to be at Reggie's Rock Club. And Blues Camp runs the week of July 13th through the end of the week.
I just filled out today my emergency
form.
Through
the 17th, yeah.
I know I was a little late. I was supposed to turn that in, but I did it today.
It's all good. And you know what we do, too, at Columbia? Columbia, this is our Super Bowl camp here. We have the parents put together a blues band also.
What's
so they can
like?
Perform.
Is that pretty interesting to watch?
It's interesting.
You like that? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to do it last year really badly, and our hours changed last year. As soon as Blues Camp began.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed every part of it. I missed the performances. This year, I'm all over it.
Well, it's cool. And one of the things that we're doing by making that Thursday, Reggie's, on the 16th of Blues Day, is that we're going to go from, in addition to our instruction we have in the morning from 8 o'clock to about 1 o'clock, we're going to have from 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock at Reggie's to play the blues, so that if some parent is working during the day, they can get a chance to see it. And then on Friday, we're still working it out. Either we'll have a performance in the evening on Friday, or we'll have it in the afternoon like we normally do, that happens right after instruction.
Fernando, I always think, and I'm not a musician, you are, but I always think that of all the genres of music, blues is more in the head than any other kind. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, not necessarily.
I don't either. I said it. I have no idea. I think what I mean by it is you have to have a certain disposition. You have to feel it in your cranium. You kind of have to
meaning
live
you had
it.
To suffer in order to sing the
there
blues?
There has to be some brand of sadness somewhere within
no,
you.
Not,
you
don't not necessarily so? Because I think that a blues is just something that documents what's happening, and that's all it was. It was a blog.
Yeah.
You know, when it came out in the 20s, it pretty much was a reflection of what was happening in society. And not everything was necessarily sad. Not everything was necessarily happy. You know,
telling a story.
Yeah, you're telling a
story.
That's
true. Yeah.
And that's what I do. And so when I come out, my songs are, you know, humorous, sexy.
Are they?
You
yeah.
know, funny.
Just
well,
like him. He's
funny,
humorous, sexy,
you
yeah.
sure
talented.
That's blues?
That's blues, man.
Because I always hear it. There's always like a kind
well,
of a downtrodden flavor
well,
to
well,
it.
Well, everybody has their own.
Yeah, that's true,
own
I guess.
Just like everybody has their own style of car that they like. So you have some people that specialize in the My Baby Left Me type blues.
Yeah.
You have, you know, some people say, I got the blues not because my woman left, but because she came back. So, you know,
Your blues, Bill, would be different than my blues.
Right.
Your blues would be, darn it, I didn't win that eBay auction and can't get that action figure.
All right.
That's
yeah.
sad.
That is sad.
Yeah.
All right.
And it also, the music reflects... society or environment that you live in, you know, it's like,
sure.
you know, three things that I think that it comes down to: environment, education, and economics. So those are three main elements that one, you know, when you're not doing somebody else's stuff that you write from.
Okay.
And it's make-believe. You know, there are a million songs written by a million different people, and they didn't do what was said in the song. You know, how many, you know, Mercedes-Benz songs and Cadillac songs there are in the person when they wrote the song, they were 16, and recorded 17 and didn't have a penny and went to the recording studio on a bus.
Right.
You know, so it's tapping into the psyche of every man.
Sure.
Oh, Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. Blues is Shakespeare.
And so many different kinds of blues. You've got, like, Stevie Ray Vaughan has his
yes.
own style. You've
exactly.
got the Mississippi blues,
exactly.
the Memphis blues.
That goes
St.
back
blues.
To an environment yeah. slash geography.
St. Yeah. Louis blues.
They yeah. count. That's you got to count that.
yeah, yeah.
Fernando Jones,
yes.
if you're listening out there right now, go to blueskids.com to find out more about it. If you have a kid who plays music, instruments, sings, go to blueskids.com. It's not too late to get you into the camp that's going on in July. We'll continue with Fernando Jones next. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. All right, it is Bill and Wendy and blues man, educator, songwriter Fernando Jones in the studio. And really, I just wanted to have you on because we have been touched by the blues with this free Blues Kids camp that you have. And parents, if you have kids that play music, instruments, sing, no dancing. You don't need dancers, huh?
They can dance and sing if they want.
All right.
They got to put some words with it.
There was this sweet little moment at last year's audition where there was this girl that was singing, Bill, and mm-hmm. She sang and she nailed it, but she wasn't smiling. So, Fernando, you were so great. You mm-hmm. you just warmed her up. You're like, put this smile on your face. Was there a timer or something you gave her? What was that?
I don't even recall that situation, but I know that I like the environment to be fun and like the kids to be happy and not feel like that there's too much pressure. You know, we have a bunch of like social networking talent show type things on television, which I think is fantastic. But so when they come to auditions, they kind of look forward to almost being scolded. And we don't do that. We are nurturing.
And you play the national anthem every day?
Every day we start off with the national anthem because there's nothing more American than the blues. And we want kids to be proud to be Americans, to be proud to be studying the blues in different parts of the country. We even have a blues camp in London. We even do it when we go to London. And so that's what it's all about. And it's being patriotic.
Absolutely. B.B. King just passed away. Very sad.
B.B. King just passed away.
Have you worked with him?
I knew B.B. King. And I also knew his best friend, Norman Matthews, and I knew Norman better. Norman was B.B. King's right-hand man, and Norman passed away probably about a year ago. And I knew when Norman passed away, I figured that part of B.B. had passed away as well. Mr. King, as well as Mr. Matthews, have always been generous to our blues kids in different parts of the country. He gave Ray Gorin an opportunity to open up for him in California. He gave Detour 91, one of the blues kid bands in California, an opportunity to open up for him. And these are kids, with the exception of Ray, who had never played the blues before they came in our camp. And Darren Azevedo, who leads the band Detour 91, he's probably just 15 years old now, and that was maybe 3 years ago.
And he played with, he opened up for B.B. King.
And we have a wonderful tribute banner to B.B. King and Mr. Matthews that we're going to hang up at the Chicago Blues Fest next week.
Does a 15-year-old understand the importance of looking over on the stage and seeing?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure,
okay,
they do, because I was an old soul, and every kid is not just necessarily in kid land.
Yeah.
You know? And we had a wonderful little kid named Peyton McDowell, who has been in blues camp since the beginning. And Peyton got a chance. Peyton is probably 11 years old now, between 10 and 11 years old. And his grandmother, Miss Nancy Rice, gave him an opportunity to go see B.B. King. And he did. So he saw B.B. King's last show, which my understanding was here in Chicago at the House of Blues when he took ill.
Yeah, he stopped the show early.
Yeah, Mr. King found out that Peyton was in the audience, and he brought him back, and they sat on the side of the stage, and he asked Peyton where was his guitar, and Peyton didn't have his bass, and so Mr. King, you know, gave him his paraphernalia, his artifacts, his guitar pick, and probably a pin and a stick pin for his jacket, and that's something that Peyton will remember forever. So we have a nice little tribute for Mr. King. And my students at Columbia College Chicago, I run the blues ensemble there. When we found out about his passing, my blues ensemble, they sent something out on Facebook, a nice little, you know, RIP type thing. And so Mr. King, he was a fantastic human being in addition to being a fantastic musician. And the 4 or 5 times that I had an opportunity to have a conversation with him that had nothing to do with music, he always said that he wished that he had an opportunity to have finished school. Ended up being a learned man because he had a computer and the whole bit. And also, he and his team down in Indianola, Mississippi, at the B.B. King Museum and Interpretive Center in Indianola, Mississippi, they invited my Blues Ensemble All-Stars back in 2009 to come and play and open up for B.B. King at his homecoming in Indianola, Mississippi. So we have a really wonderful connection. And he was really proud of education and what we did. And we were actually trying to get him an honorary doctorate 2 years ago, but his schedule conflicted.
Well, so. You have a wonderful program as well. Go to blueskids.com to find out how you can get your kid involved in it. And to find out about this gala, very quickly, we're almost out of time.
Okay.
Tomorrow, this is how you keep the blues camp free,
yes,
is because
ma'am.
Of this
we,
gala.
We have a gala that's going to be at the Chicago Federation of Musicians Union Hall at 656 West Randolph. That's 656 West Randolph. It starts at 4 o'clock, and it's over at 10 o'clock. That way the whole family can come. It is a party where you wear white. And it could be festive white, or it can be white blue jeans, a cool white T-shirt, and white shoes. And, of course, there are going to be some people who don't have white, so we will have some white shirts that they can buy to go back to the foundation to help the camp out.
I didn't know to wear the whites. I'm glad I asked you.
Yeah. But we're going to have a good time. And some of the blues kids are going to play. You mentioned August Demanchuk, his band, the Trance Band, are going to play. And all the blues kids that come that are not necessarily on the bill, they're going to have an opportunity to jam as well. I'm going to pick a couple numbers, and we're going to have a good time.
Awesome. I will see you there for sure Saturday night with Mississippi Red or Blues Red, Michael McInerney.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Continued success.
We appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Go to blueskids.com to find out more about the blues camp for your kid and also for the big gala that is going on this Saturday night from 4 to 10. It's the Blues Kids of America 25th anniversary year. Thank you so much, Fernando.
Thank you.